Welcome to Why Are You Still Single? This podcast is with myself, Candace, from Toronto Wing Woman. And today we are going to be discussing why you are still single, especially if you don't want to be. So if you're just joining us today, let me tell you a little bit about myself. My name is Candace, and I own and operate Toronto Wing Woman out of Toronto, Ontario, Canada. And Toronto Wing Woman is an online dating concierge service for busy professionals who either hate or don't know how to date online. And my company works with them to help improve their online dating skills and get them from the online dating stage to offline as soon as possible. So one thing about being a Toronto Wing Woman is you always have to be aware about what's going on in the dating scene, what's happening with relationships. We all know things are changing so rapidly. So I think the great thing is by being a Toronto Wing Woman and being a dating coach, I get to talk with a lot of people and learn new information in terms of why people are still single and why they might not want to be and things they could do to sort of improve that. So this is just a brief overview of why you are single, especially if you don't want to be. Again, there is no judgment. I think being single is absolutely fantastic. When I was single, I adored it. It's a mindset, right? Like anyone says. And I think the idea is if you can appreciate that space is where you're at in terms of being single, you can enjoy it. I know I discovered so many things about myself that I loved. Like I discovered there's so many different hobbies I enjoy. And I didn't know that I would even like to do any of those things. I took up different activities. I became certified as a Zumba instructor. I met so many great new people who are now fantastic friends. And I wouldn't have done all these things if I was just sitting at home, you know, hoping and praying, when am I going to meet the one? So I think when you are single, the number one thing you can do is appreciate the fact that you're single in terms of, let's be honest, it probably won't be like this for the rest of your life. And when you meet that one person, and if you do spend the rest of your life with them, you're really going to, you know, appreciate that time that you've spent that you were single. I know for myself, I'm so appreciative that I got to live on my own, own my own condo, and basically just have that independence of saying, hey, I can do whatever I want whenever I want, because now that I'm in a relationship, I can appreciate that time so much more. So I think dating in our days, it's tough. We know this. And I think especially with the fact that there's so many choices of how and where we meet people, coupled with the fact that work is obviously the number one priority in many people's lives, it can be difficult to make room for dating and really realize what you want. So I think the reason why people are still single is for, I think there's a couple different reasons or a few different reasons, to be honest. But I think one of the main reasons is we don't know what we're looking for. So we just seem to think that if we go online, go on Tinder, swipe left, swipe right, talk to people online, use all this new technology and dating apps, we can find the one, and we're frustrated when it's not that fast. And I know for myself, I do have a background as a digital and social strategist. So I understand the data and analytics behind, you know, the numbers, and I've done a lot of research on dating sites and how they go about sort of pairing people with the algorithms that they use. And I think it all has a place, but the problem is I think with a lot of the apps that have come out on the market, we are expecting them to do the work for us, essentially. There's a lot of great apps and tools out there in terms of technology and the technology space that help optimize our life, especially in regards to, let's say, content marketing, CRM management systems. We have great tools that absolutely do this for us. But just because these tools work in this way, it doesn't mean it's going to transfer over into our love lives. And I think a lot of people end up going online thinking it's going to be that quick fix. They don't have to put any work to it. But I don't think you can look at love and dating and relationships in the same medium, because the number one thing that needs to be determined is what exactly is a right fit for you in terms of a match, what you want out of a relationship, and how you see a relationship with someone. So a lot of times people don't put in the work that they need to. And I think that's a big reason why people are single. And I think, to be honest with you, another reason is with a lot of clients I work with, it's baggage. It's excess baggage from before. I get a lot of questions from people, clients, as well as I answer questions a lot on Quora.com. So if you have a love or relationship online dating question, you can go on Quora.com, which is Quora.com. Ask a question. I'm always on there answering questions for people. And I get a lot of questions in terms of how to get exes back, how to get my ex-girlfriend, my ex-boyfriend back. What do I do? And I think we hold on to a lot of this baggage. And I see this with a lot of clients I work with as well. And until you can release this person from your life and realize that you need to move forward, that can be a hindrance as well. And with that, in terms of baggage of past relationships, there's a lot of baggage that comes in the form of, insecurities, or we'll say, for lack of a better term, chip on your shoulder. You know, you get a lot of chip on your shoulders sometimes, or you can have a chip on your shoulder, I should say, when you go through a relationship and it didn't go well. And let's say you made mistakes and you wish it would have went differently, or you were the dumpy instead of the dumper. And I think all this can have an effect on your psyche and can actually stop you from dating. And the funny thing is, what I see a lot is people who go out and they're single and they want to meet people, they end up self-sabotaging themselves in many ways they don't even realize. I know with a lot of the clients I work with, I have to kind of point it out to them before they sort of say, oh my gosh, I didn't even realize I was either A, holding on to my ex and constantly comparing any new date to them, or B, sometimes they'll tell me, I had no idea that I was going after the same type of person who's emotionally unavailable. So, there's lots of different things that can affect that in terms of why you're single. And I think another reason why a lot of people are single is this idea of being picky and not settling. And I think it's great. We live in a time period where we don't have to settle, and you're not, betrothed to somebody that you don't want to be, which is absolutely fantastic. But I think the opposite of that is we've gotten too picky, where it's almost too picky for picky sake, in the sense that, like, I feel we are all really picky for no reason. We don't want to date somebody if they're a few inches shorter than we'd want them to be, if they don't look a certain way, if they weigh a little bit more. And I think the problem is a lot of these things are, A, very fluid. People can change weight, change a lot of different things about their lifestyle. And B, I think it doesn't give somebody a chance to really be who they are and allow you to date who they are. I speak a lot, and I love speaking with people that have successful relationships, have been in successful relationships for many, many years. And I think one of the biggest things that I heard about, what makes a marriage work, I think it was fantastic advice. Someone once told me that you need to realize your partner will change. That is a given. The person you meet today will not be that person 10, 20, 30 years down the line. Doesn't mean they're going to completely change everything of who they are, but there's going to be changes that happen. That's why you want to fall in love with who somebody is at their core, not what job they have, what they look like at the moment. All these things are very fluid. And I think the problem is with, being single, is when you look for these certain things that are very fluid, you're not looking at the bigger picture, which is character, core values, passions, things that are going to unite you all the way down the line. Because, look, we all know that relationships can be very difficult. And I think choosing to stay together is a choice, obviously. You choose to have somebody in your life. And understanding this and working with someone will get you where you want to go faster than working against them, which means that you're constantly judging and not thinking this person is right for you because of, certain factors that, again, are very changeable. So I think all these reasons contribute to why somebody is single. So next question I think you're probably saying is, what do I do about it? And what we're going to be doing in these podcasts is exploring many different ways that you can go about changing your single status if you'd like to. And there's lots of different things that you can do. So I think number one, what I would do with this information and listening to this channel and this podcast, I thank you all for listening, is to really just consider why you might be single. Are you single because you were hurt and you haven't gotten over it yet? Are you not over a past relationship? Are you too picky? Do you just not know? I mean, sometimes you think, hey, I'm a great catch and I'm open to everything and everyone. Why am I still single? Well, keep listening in, because I think a lot of times we think that we know what we want and who we are, and it takes either a situation or circumstance or someone to point that out to us. So we kind of come back and say, oh, no, maybe I made a mistake. And this new information kind of helps me learn more about myself. So in the next couple podcasts, we're going to be exploring many different issues. With the holidays coming up, I have a holiday, my throat there. I have a holiday podcast coming up quite soon that's going to discuss what you can do during the holiday season to increase your odds of meeting somebody. We're also going to be discussing what to do if you can't get over a past relationship, how to move forward. Going to be discussing how do you know that you're settling and being too picky. That's a big thing when you're single, is you don't really know if you're just settling, if you're being too picky for picky sake, or if you're right to, because you never want to feel like you settled. Settling means that you didn't choose the person that you are currently with. Settling means that you allowed it to happen and you didn't have any say, or you didn't allow yourself to have any say. So we're going to be touching along these different points, and I hope that you'll continue to listen in and get some information. You can always find me on the company website. It's www.torontowingwoman.com. And once again, it's primarily an online dating concierge service. So if you're having trouble with dating online and you're not really sure what you're doing wrong, you're sending out a million messages, you're not getting the response back, you're not meeting the right kind of people online, frankly, you don't want to spend time doing it anymore. You're just too tired of it. This service actually manages the whole process for you, working with you almost as your online wing woman, I would say. And we actually work with you throughout the whole entire process to help you be successful online. Toronto Wing Woman also engages in specific mixers. So we have a database of single clients that we work with, and we hold mixers and place people together who are like-minded and are individuals that the company has spent time with. We actually like to connect with our clients. It's not just a, oh, we have 10 people, let's put them all in a room and see what happens. We pick and choose people based off of core values, different passions they have. There's a lot of key ingredients that we work with that help go into, you know, matching people up. So it's kind of a little bit, I would say, dating for the new age. It's that old-fashioned matchmaker brought into this time. That's how I like to see Toronto Wing Woman. So be sure to connect with me there. You can always email me at Candice, C-A-N-D-I-C-E, at torontowingwoman.com. Follow me on Twitter at torontowW. And that you can kind of tweet me anytime that you want. Once again, it's at TorontoWW. And if there's anything else, always get in touch. Again, I'm also on Quora.com answering questions. So if you have any questions, you can always post it on Quora, Quora.com, and I'll be sure to answer your questions there. So once again, thank you very much for listening to this introductory podcast. Can't wait to put up more for you with so much information to share. And once again, I think these podcasts, the things get better when people listen in and, write and tell me what you want and give me information. So we're hoping to grow this to a base where we'll have many listeners who are going to be calling in and constantly engaging with the material and giving us their point of view. Because I think the best thing is we learn best from each other, and everything is fluid. And I think that hearing different scenarios and hearing different situations people have experienced is a great way to learn, and helps me as well as you, I'd say, out there, adapt and learn and kind of move forward and improve areas of your life. So thank you once again to listening to myself, Candice, from TorontoWingWoman.com.